Meditation with Elaide. Let us share these thoughts together. I am a focal point of the source of all life wherever I move. In sleeping, in waking, in movement, or in stillness, I am that. When I cry in pain, when I laugh with joy, and when I starve for food, and when I abound with riches, I remain still the embodiment of the perfect life. Even whilst I suffer pain, I know that I have produced this for myself, and when I leap in health, this too have I created. I create all conditions through the power which radiates forth from the centre of my being. Through lack of control, I create the conditions I much disliked, and in harmony with the cosmos, I experience that which it decreed. When I submit my own desires to create to the source I share with it, that which it experiences and knows and my life is lived at one with the reality. Whilst the source of itself creates conditions, they are joyful ones and harmonious ones, and I learn that these are the ones which are really meant for me. Whilst I play around in my own little niche, doing as I please with my own abilities, I disturb my own peace and upset my true balance. I am led astray by the philosophy of the world, or the illusory theories which have been accepted as true, but are nothing more than facts perceived by limited means. Whilst everyone clings to a pet theory or philosophy, they fail to support their own beliefs when it comes to action. What is truth, they cry, and where is the power? Who can deliver us? They continue to moan, and when the deliverer arrives, they throw him into the pit. This world of human experience into which I was born was the result of my own desire to create, yet I misunderstood the purpose of my powers. Not for myself they are meant, but for my brothers and sisters. I belong to a great scheme, a never-ending pattern of divine experiences. And when I flow along with the tide, which issues from the great intelligence, I flow along in peace and witness many marvelous works. My physical vehicle is a cord upon which the great player strikes in unison with the music of the spheres. He that fashioned me is that to which we all belong. The mountains, the trees, the birds and beasts, the whole human race, and even the planets are maintained by it. This, that and it is my father and my sustainer. I am a creation in his activity, and so he without me could not enjoy his own existence. He and I are one. And yet when I deny myself to him, I realize that I am really he in reality. That which I believed to be me was not myself at all. For in oneness, he and I cease to exist. You, me, we, they. We are him.